From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, fresh from what he claimed was a successful election victory, creating a new assembly, Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him. He said he doesn't take orders from the regime, a reference to the United States. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
The Venezuelan government said more than 8 million people took part in Sunday's election that the opposition said was participated in by less than 3 million, aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers.
El Parlamento venezolano fue electo por 14 millones de habitantes.
The president of the opposition National Assembly, Julio Borges, called Sunday's vote fraudulent, saying the National Assembly, the country's parliament, was elected by 14 million people. He says it will continue meeting. H.R. McMaster is the White House National Security Advisor.
Maduro is not just a bad leader. He is now a dictator. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
Anti-government protests Sunday left at least 10 dead. More than 120 have died since almost daily protests began in early April. The U.S. military says it carried out a drone strike in Somalia, killing a senior member of the al-Shabaab insurgency. U.S. Africa Command said the strike took place Saturday near Totaru, a known al-Shabaab stronghold in southern Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Somalia said it believes Ali Mohammed Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, died in the operation. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Monday said at a cabinet meeting that North Korea's threat will be dealt with.
We'll handle North Korea. We're going to be able to handle it. It will be handled. We handle everything. Thank you very much.
Late Friday, North Korea tested its second intercontinental ballistic missile. Mr. Trump, the next day, criticized China in a tweet, expressing disappointment Beijing has done nothing about North Korea's threat. But China's U.N. Ambassador Liu Jieyi, the outgoing Security Council president, said China has little leverage with Pyongyang and said the two antagonists, North Korea and the U.S., must work out their disagreements.
If the two principal parties refuse to move towards what is required by the Security Council resolution, de-escalation of tension, negotiations to achieve denuclearization and peace and stability, and also to resume dialogue, then no matter how capable China is, China's efforts will not yield practical results.
Meanwhile, International Institute for Strategic Studies missile expert Michael Elliman said video appears to show the latest North Korean missile breaking apart during reentry, suggesting more testing will be required. The Islamic State in Afghanistan claimed responsibility for Monday's attack on the Iraqi embassy compound in Kabul. It took several hours for Afghan security forces to kill three attackers. A fourth died earlier in a suicide bombing. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish said the Iraqi ambassador and his staff were evacuated safely, but two Afghan workers died in the assault. It comes a week after 35 were killed in a Taliban attack on the city. Former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra is giving her closing defense in a trial in which she's charged with negligence in the way she handled a rice subsidy that could result in prison time. She insisted her innocence and asked for kindness. Her supporters believe she's a target of opponents of her brother, another former prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat, ousted in a 2006 coup. Malawi issued an arrest warrant Monday for former President Joyce Banda over alleged abuse of office and money laundering. Her spokesman denied any wrongdoing. The charges are part of a wider corruption scandal in 2013 that has come to be known as Cashgate. Dozens were arrested Monday in demonstrations across Democratic Republic of Congo, demanding President Joseph Kabila leave office and then hold national elections by year's end. The marchers were called by the pro-democracy group Lucha and backed by members of the opposition. President Donald Trump Monday presented the U.S. military's most prestigious honor to former Army medic Jim Doc McLaughlin for his actions during the Battle of Nguyen Hill in Vietnam in May 1969. The now 71-year-old veteran, although wounded, is credited with saving 10 comrades. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.